Hi, this is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone, episode 231, recorded on Tuesday, August 13th, 2019, and part of the 2019 Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, and recorded on the right day. Hey! So yes, I just finished the other one. So I'm just going to knock this one out too, and then I will be loading both of them up, and we'll go from there. Hopefully, yeah, there should be no reason that both of them won't go to the feed. If they don't, I still did them. So, it is Tuesday, so that this year is a summer resolution day. First off, a very quick update on last summer resolution. They're not always going to happen, but I got some stuff done. I think it was either Friday afternoon, because we're still in summer Friday mode, so like technically, unless there's an emergency or something that I really need to work on or something, I'm off at 3 o'clock on Fridays, until Labor Day weekend. Or it was on Saturday. I don't remember. But sometime late last week, it just happened. I kind of really, I'd been thinking through the whole thing with Box, and then I realized the OneDrive thing. And then I just decided to sit down and I said, well, I've got one set of like temp work files that are in there. That can definitely go into work OneDrive. No problem. That's where it needs to be anyway. And everything else can just go like I said, I've got personal family OneDrive. That's a terabyte of space. I'm like, it'll be a lot of space. So I was like, well, let me get, I was like, what the heck? Oh, I know what happened, actually. The thing that pushed me over, I forgot, is I had this thing pop up on my computer, my home computer, that said I was, like, basically I was behind on patching, and I was, like, like major patch, like the 6-month patches that Windows do now, behind, and the one that I was running was going to be no longer officially supported, and like in the fall. So, get yourself patched up, bro. And I was like, what the heck? Because I let my patches go, but for some reason there was some setting on my machine that I don't know if maybe I turned on manual patching, like, because Microsoft has had some problems recently with their patches, and so somewhere in there I may have just said, yep, I'm gonna patch it when I think it's ready and I'm a little more convinced that these patches are gonna go okay. But anyway, so I let my personal computer boot as long as it needed to get patched up, and when it got patched up, one of the things that there was a new thing in like security and security check settings. And I forget what the first one was. There was something it was asking me. And then it brought up, it said, hey, do you want to use OneDrive to get revision history protection? Basically like crypto malware protection for your files and like your documents and desktop and stuff. Cause we'll have, if they get encrypted, we'll have previous copies of them before the encryption that you, once you can clean out your machine, you can just roll back to. And I was like, well, A, that's a good idea. And B, I got the space for it. And C, I want to move a whole bunch of stuff over there anyway. So that's what happened. I had to futz around a little bit because I had some weirdness with my OneDrive account, but I eventually got that worked out and got it hooked up, got it wired up to Explorer and everything. And the heck with it. And I just started moving files out of Dropbox. In fact, I moved so many almost everything is out of Dropbox now. I moved so many files out of Dropbox that they have started sending me emails. They're like, you do know that you moved like 1,300 files out of Dropbox, and we'll have them for another month because they have revision history and stuff too. So like if you delete a file, you can get it back for a month on the plan I'm on. So we'll have it for a month. Just letting you know, and they've sent me that like 3 times now in the past, since, like I said, since like Friday or Saturday even. So I think they know the jig is up on this sort of thing. So I moved over. 90%. And things seem to be fine. You know, should be good. I don't think there'll be, there's going to be some persnicketies, like my password safe is in a different place. The password safe app was holding on to the old location for some reason. I had to really fuss with it to finally get it to click off, so that when I just start it up, it doesn't say I can't find the file. And there'll be stuff like that, but I'm not really worried about that. The good news is I do believe that my Dropbox account recycles on, like, or, you know, pays up again sometime this week. I think it's maybe Friday. I think it might be the 16th. And I'm probably, again, out of an abundance of caution, going to let it renew one last time. So I will have a up-to-date paid for Dropbox until like the middle of September. But then I'm going to turn off, like, in fact, as soon as it pays, I'm going to turn off auto renew. And so that'll be it. So by, you know, that'll give me a month that if anything just goes completely awry, figure out what to do, but then it'll be done. So, you know, resolution, oh man, I'm 6 minutes in and I haven't even started the resolutions yet. So I'm going to call an audible. I was going to, it'll be all right. So, I mean, this is a simple one anyway. It's going to be some old media cleanup that I've been meaning to do forever. I think I've even talked about part of this stuff on podcast before, probably in previous years. I've got two. Main one is old hard drives. And I have everything that I need. Now, these old hard drives are old, and they're mostly Linux. They're mostly not formatted for Windows or anything. But I have I have laptops that dual boot into Linux, so it's not a big deal to mount up, you know, old. I'm blanking on the older Linux hard drive formats, but it'll recognize anything, including the ones that might be formatted to Windows, because some of those old machines were dual boot machines as well. And I really, it's like stuff that I haven't even seen in years and years, and for the most part doesn't matter. But I am a digital pack. I'm a pack rat, period. Especially a digital pack rat. Now that I've got the space for, back in the day, I always worried about space. I still worry about space. Now that I have, you know, now that you can get terabytes of space, like, you know, in the palm of your hand, or in, you know, a OneDrive backup that's, you know, triply backed up into the cloud or whatever. I love, like, finding old stuff and squirreling it away. So there's old, like, before I moved to Linode for Kenzoid.com, I ran it for quite a while, including my mail server, on a Linux box in my bedroom, or no, in my office most of that time. So my postfix mail archives are on one of those drives. Old emails that would be cool to have again. Old photo, you know, from before, like photos were going into Flickr and stuff, necessarily all of them. I don't even know all the old stuff that's on there. So I really want to go through and, pick up, like old blog posts. Cause my blog has gone through, it's been WordPress for years now, but it was Zope at one point. It was, a handcrafted CMS sort of thing at one point. So there are databases and object stores and all sorts of stuff on there, that some of which I had already exported stuff out of, but some of which I don't think I did. So, I'd love to go rooting around in that stuff as well. Just, like the archaeological, like, fun of looking through your old stuff is cool. So that's on the list, and I have everything I need. I think I'm almost positive I have everything I need. I have the old drives, obviously. I have the connectors. I have the Linux box that I need to mount things, and I have the drive, you know, the little drive things that you just kind of slap them in, and they connect up, usually like standing straight up, external drive mounters. I have one for, I'm pretty sure I have, either I can't remember now if I have two, an older one and a newer one, or if the newer one had every connector, so I got rid of the old one. But anyway, I'm pretty sure I have connector. I have one that will connect even to the really, really older drives, the IDE, before it was SATA, stuff. So that's number one. Number two, I'll just also add real quick. It's also old media stuff. It's Charlotte's. We did some negative scanning back in the spring, I think, which was really cool, and got some old pictures, really old pictures from when Charlotte was just practically a toddler, before, maybe 4 years old stuff. We got some really cool pictures there. And then she also has old VHS, I guess. I think it was Chuck who was talking about, if it wasn't, sorry, I'm just blanking. Converting. Oh no, it was actually my boss. talking about converting old 8mm film to VHS for his parents years and years ago. And maybe that's how these became VHS, but they were VHS recorders. What am I thinking? So anyway, my wife has a bunch of old home movies that are on VHS, however they got there. And since it was so easy to get the little digital, slide scanner, I looked into it and I knew that they were out there, but I didn't realize how cheap they had gotten. The little guys that you can plug into a VCR. The more difficult thing is finding the VCR at this point, but we do have one over across the street at her dad's house. You take a VCR, you plug this into the outputs, and then you plug the HDMI plug into your computer, or I forget. I think it's an HDMI input, whatever the input is. No, it's USB, I'm sure, probably. Anyway, into your computer and, hit play, and instead of going to a TV, it converts it into a digital video. So, I'm sure other people have done this, but it's just a cool thing that I'm looking forward to doing this summer, too. So, and the summer, I guess these are summer fall resolutions, because I don't think they're all going to get done in the next 2 weeks. Technically summer goes to September 20th. So I got a little time. So anyway, that's it. The new resolution is some old media recovery and restoration, and hopefully it'll be fun. So that's been it for, that's not too bad. That's been it for today. This is Ken Kennedy, and this is Kenzoid's Autonomous Zone. You can find me at kenzoid.com. That's KENZOID.com. And you can find everything else from there. Everything from Keybase to Facebook to Goodreads, whatever. All the stuff. So that's where you find me. If you want to send feedback, send it to kkennedy@kenzoid.com. And we will talk to you tomorrow. I don't remember. Oh, I moved Wednesday. I think Wednesday's podcasts. I don't remember. I got it written down in the other room. So we'll talk to you Wednesday about whatever I talk about on Wednesdays. So talk to you later. Bye.